وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings and rahmah on you. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وقل رب زدني علما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International. Continuing with the subject on ilm and its importance, we now discuss a few sayings of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum and the righteous regarding knowledge. We are discussing the rewards for good deeds, and at the helm of affairs we spoke about ilm because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also revealed the first verse unto Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cave of Hira in Jabal Nur, and the verse was Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, read in the name of thy Lord who created. And the very aspect of reading, you know, is an introduction to acquiring knowledge. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Yatlu alayhim ayati, and then he recited those verses unto the people. So this reciting and reading is of paramount importance. So we've got to understand the concept of knowledge and its importance and the rewards that it entails, so that we can become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can differentiate between right and wrong, and we can make our a'mal absolutely perfect and correct, and get the qurb and the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, an alim is superior to a person fasting, a person spending the night in worship, and a person waging jihad. When an alim passes away, an irreparable loss is suffered by Islam, which can only be compensated by someone like him. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, remain clinging to knowledge, for I take an oath by that being in whose control is my life, that people who were killed in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as martyrs would desire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise them as ulama because of the honor that they will see in them, in the ulama. And no one was born an alim. Knowledge is acquired through learning. Abu al-Aswad says, there is nothing that is more honorable than knowledge. The kings are rulers over the masses, while the ulama are rulers over the kings. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi was asked, who are the true people? And he replied, the ulama. So he was asked, who are the true kings? He replied, those who are abstentious in this world. He was asked, who are the foolish ones? And he replied, the person who eats of this world in exchange for his deen and religion. And now we go to another aspect, is the reward for seeking knowledge and teaching it for the sake of Allah. Safwan ibn al-Asad al-Muradi radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was in the masjid, lying down on a red sheet. I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have come seeking knowledge. So he replied, welcome to the seeker of knowledge. Surely the angels surround the seeker of knowledge. They then climb one on top of the other till they reach the lowest heaven. They do this out of love for the knowledge that he is seeking. Ibn Majah rahmatullah alayhi adds, the Safwan radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, whoever leaves his house seeking knowledge, the angels place their wings for him out of happiness for what he is doing. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, whoever leaves in the morning for the sake of knowledge, acquiring it solely for Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens for him a door to paradise. The angels spread their wings for him. The angels of the heavens and the fish of the ocean pray for him. The superiority of an alim over a worshipper is like that of the full moon over the smallest star in the sky. The ulama are the warathatul anbiya, the inheritors of the prophets. Listen, the prophets did not leave behind dinars and dirhams as inheritance. Rather, they left behind knowledge as inheritance. So whoever acquires knowledge takes a share thereof. The death of an alim is a calamity that cannot be restored, a gap that cannot be filled, and a star that has been extinguished. The death of an entire tribe is more insignificant than the death of a single alim. Abu Nu'aym rahmatullah alayhi narrates in Riyad al-Muta'allimin from Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a person learns one, two, three, four, or five of the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made compulsory and then teaches them to others, he will certainly enter paradise. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I never forgot a hadith after I heard these words from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most superior charity is for a Muslim person to acquire knowledge and then teach it to his Muslim brother. Abu Dhar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for you to go in the morning and learn a single verse from the book of Allah is better than your offering 100 rakats of salah. For you to go in the morning and learn a single chapter of knowledge, whether it is practicing upon or not, is better than your offering 1,000 rakats of salah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you pass by the gardens of paradise, you must graze there freely. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, what are the gardens of paradise? And he replied, they are the assemblies of knowledge. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wisdom is the lost item of a believer. He is most eligible for it wherever he finds it. Ad-Dimyati rahmatullah alayhi says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compared wisdom to a lost item. The meaning of this is that a believer constantly seeks wisdom and endeavors to acquire it, just like a person who has lost an item of his. He will constantly search for it and call out for it till he finds it. There is another meaning to this. The person who loses an item and then finds it by a small child will not leave it merely because the child is small, nor will he leave it if he finds it by an insignificant person merely because the latter is insignificant. In like manner, the seeker of knowledge does not bother by whom he finds this knowledge. There is another meaning to this. When a person finds a lost item belonging to someone else, it is not lawful for him to conceal it or to hold it back from its owner when he finds it. The reason is that the owner is more eligible for it, and in like manner, it is not appropriate for an alim to conceal his knowledge from the person who is seeking it, nor to withhold it from him. The reason being, the person has found his lost item knowledge by him, by the alim, so he is therefore eligible for it. It is therefore incumbent on him to convey it to him, and Allah knows best. Qabisa ibn al-Mukharik radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he asked me, O Qabisa, why have you come? I replied, I am gone very old, and my bones have become soft. I came to you so that you may teach me something that would benefit me. He said, O Qabisa, every rock, every clod of earth, and every tree which you pass by, Rasulullah SAW said, O Qabisa, every rock, every clod of earth, and every tree which you pass by while coming to me in search of knowledge has sought forgiveness for you. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala relates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person who goes to the masjid solely to learn something good or to teach it shall receive the reward of a person who performed a complete hajj. Judging from this hadith, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were no organized darul looms and madrasas as you see them today. The masjid was the center of activity, and in the masjid, the Sahaba ikiram went to sit in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and acquire knowledge. It also becomes our bounden duty that we should hold the masjids also in esteem, that our masjid should also become vibrant with children reciting the noble Quran. Imagine after Maghrib Salat until Isha Salat, you know, a dirs of hadith is taking place. Sometimes a dirs of tafsir is taking place. You know, sometimes recitation of the noble Quran and the children memorizing. How vibrant such a masjid shall be. And this exactly leads us in that direction. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever sets forth to seek knowledge is in the path of Allah Jalla Jalahu Nuhu till he returns. Ibn Majah rahmatullah alayhi narrates this hadith from Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and his follows. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever comes to the masjid of mine solely to learn or teach goodness, then he is like a person waging jihad in the cause of Allah. And whosoever comes for any other reason, he is like a person looking at the possessions of others. Ali radiallahu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person wears shoes, leather socks, and clothes in order to go out and seek knowledge, his sins are forgiven no sooner he steps out of the door of his house. Wasila radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever seeks knowledge and acquires it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records a double reward for him. And whosoever seeks knowledge but does not acquire it, Allah records a single reward for him. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person who passes away while seeking knowledge shall meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while there will be no difference between him and the prophets except the rank of prophethood. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala and Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrate, one chapter which a person learns is more beloved to Allah than 1,000 option rakats of salah. They said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when death comes to a seeker of knowledge, while he is in this condition of seeking knowledge, he dies as a shaheed and a martyr. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, discussing matters of knowledge for a part of the night is more beloved to me than remaining awake in worship the entire night. And now, judging from this hadith, you know, our Mufti Sahib has the Q&A sessions, you know, on live radio and even during the nights. If we sit with the proper intention that we are also wanting to acquire knowledge through this year, then we will be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these very, very same virtues. So we must set our niyats and intention straight, and inshallah, make this firm commitment that while we are listening to the Q&A sessions, we are actually wanting to increase our knowledge of deen, even though we may be sitting in our homes. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala says, I prefer learning a single matter, masla, than remaining in worship the entire night. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala says, whoever is of the opinion that going out in the morning for knowledge is not a jihad, then he certainly has a defect in his opinion and his intelligence. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says, seeking knowledge is superior to optional salah. How beautiful statements of the pious predecessors, the statements of the Sahaba ikram, quoting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam regarding the importance of knowledge and disseminating it to others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast, you know, on the acquisition of knowledge from the cradle till the grave. Its significance has been mentioned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.